in Battersea. Memory is quite distinct. Looking across that vast expanse of railway from Lavender Hill, which one could see, no movement, no bus movement, very, very few special constabulary. The transport that moved had, you know, the orange and black, by permission of the TUC, on their windscreens, you know, that was that they'd been given permits for. This was the evidence of the setup in Battersea, and where everybody was starved for news. This is the even the British Worker and the British Gazette and the cyclist-styled dailies, which the Daily Mail got out, a Paris edition at the time. Yeah. Mm. But this in the Battersea wasn't obtainable. Yep. You could possibly see a copy passed around and so on by somebody who'd been up to town working or so on.
Mm.
But the general feeling was being starved for news, nothing.
Mm.
And one was dependent on the wireless, and whether it was general or not, I don't know. But the wireless that one operated themselves was the old Cat's
crystal
Whisker
set.
Business,
crystal set.
The crystal set.
Mm.
Whether that was general of the period or not, I don't know. Mm. But I distinctly remember in one of the bulletins that was put out. The idea was, you know, because of the falsification of news by the 2LO or whatever it was, that radio broadcasting business, the idea was circulated because one spoke about doing it at, from public meetings, about oscillating by jiggering about with the wire, you know, this cat, what was called a cat's whisker, by jiggering about on the crystal set, you produced oscillation on the and made difficult.
Oh, so it's to jam it,
to jam it. It was a primitive form of jamming,
and that was discussed. Yeah.
And it was discussed and spoken about at outdoor meetings to
that's
vast
very
crowds.
Interesting,
crowds.
Yeah, even that is more interesting. Yeah.
And I can remember. The general feeling of being starved for news.
Mm.